Morning, sweetie. How did you sleep? Just relax, baby. We both had one crazy night. Oh, last night was absolutely amazing. You look so beautiful. I've never been happier in my entire life. Like, aren't you glad I talked you into going to Vegas this weekend? Oh, you don't remember what happened? Well, I guess that should be expected. I mean, you were really hammered after all. Well, you see, he got really wasted at the club during our girls' night out, and the rest of the group wanted to ditch you, but I decided to be a good friend and stay by your side. You were acting really crazy last night, like really crazy, but I kept you in line. Trust me, we both had a lot of fun. Oh, right. You're probably wondering about the handcuffs and why we're both wearing wedding dresses. Well, funny story. Last night, on the way back to the hotel, we passed by one of those 24-hour chapels, you know? And well, one thing led to another, and surprise, we're married. What do you mean, am I joking? Why would I joke about something like this? I even have photos. Here, look at my phone. See? Here's you walking down the aisle, and here we are at the altar, and oh, look, here I am kissing the bride. God, you look so beautiful, and the ceremony was just so perfect. I hope you don't mind, but I posted a few of these to Facebook while you were asleep. I knew you would freak out like this. This is why I handcuffed your wrists to the headboard. What do you mean? What was I thinking? I thought you would be happy. Why do you think I went all through this trouble in the first place? I did this all for you. What do I mean? Well, promise you won't be mad? See, you didn't really drink too much last night. I kind of put something in your drink to loosen you up a little. I figured if you're a little relaxed, you would finally come to your senses and admit your feelings for me, and then the two of us could be together. What am I talking about? Well, look. The truth is, I love you, baby. I've always loved you, and I've wanted you for so long, and I know that deep down you love me too. So I planned this whole girls' night out in Vegas with the goal of getting us two alone together. To get you a little tipsy, so I could finally have you all to myself. Well, yeah, sweetie, of course I married you. You didn't expect me to fuck you before marriage, did you? That would have been insane. What was that? You say I'm insane? I am not insane. Do you hear me? I am in love. I'm in love with you, and I know that you love me back. Why don't you just admit it? I see the way you look at me. Whenever we go clubbing, you're always checking me out. I know you want me just as badly as I want your huge tits, your tight waist, and your wonderful curvy ass. No, shut up. I'm gonna prove that you want me. Spread your legs. I said don't try to fight me. You're my wife now. I can do whatever I want to you. Now, and right now, I want to taste your dripping cunt. I said spread your legs. Oh my God. It's so good. I've been wanting to take pussy for years, and now I really have it all myself. Stop resisting! You know you want this. Just lay back and enjoy it. You should be happy. I'm willing to do this for you. You can scream no until your voice is hoarse, but I can feel your body quivering beneath me. I can feel your orgasm building. You can't hold on forever. Pretty soon, I'm gonna push you over the edge, and then you will finally be mine. What's the matter, sweetie? Are you about to lose control? I thought you didn't like me. If that's the case, then why are you moaning and bucking your crotch into my face, huh? Why don't you just admit it? You're nothing but a little lazy slut, grinding and panting as I eat you out. Just let it go. No. I'm not gonna let you come until you admit it. Admit that you want me. Admit that you need me. Admit that you've always loved me and wanted to be my wife. Yes, that's it. Confess. Oh, I'm so happy. You finally admitted it. I knew you always loved me. I can't believe you forced me to do all of that just to get you to say you big tease. You know, I should be mad at you for making me work so hard to get you to confess, but right now, I am so happy. I'm gonna give you something special. Let me just pull up my slip and there we go. What do you mean, what is it? What does it look like? It's a cock, of course. Well, to be fair, it's a strap-on. Do you like it? I picked it out especially for you, so that we could consummate our marriage. It's even double-ended, so I can feel it inside me while I'm fucking you. Yes, I've been wearing it the entire time, and let me tell you, having this big, hard piece of plastic in me while I was licking your pussy made me horny as fuck. I can't wait to slide the other end of this dildo inside you and finally claim you as mine. Don't cry, baby. I know you're just as happy as I am. I love you. Yes. Yes, that's it. Finally. Fuck. It feels so good. I've waited for this moment for so long. And finally, after all these years, you're mine. I own you. I fucking own your cunt. Can you feel that? Can you feel me fucking you? Can you feel my love for you pounding deep into your dripping cunt? Look into my eyes, baby. Look at me. Aren't you glad I married you? Aren't you happy? Isn't this what you've always wanted? Oh God. Oh God, I'm so happy. Oh, you're gonna be mine forever. Oh my God. This is so amazing. Aren't you as happy as I am? You should be as happy as I am. Come on. Oh, fucking grind. I'm gonna come, baby. I'm gonna come. Are you coming too? Come for me. Come for your wife as she fucks your pussy with her huge strap on. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Yes. Deep down, you wanted me, and now that we're married, you finally have me. I belong to you, and you belong to me, and only me, forever. Don't forget it, baby. You're mine now. Forever.